You're listening to That's What They Say here on Michigan Public.
Oh, goody. It's time to talk about all the goodies.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi there, Anne.
Hi, Rebecca.
So this week, Anne, you and I are picking up from where we left off last week. Last week, we talked about do-gooders versus good-doers, and by the end of it, we were wondering about the word goody. So here we are, and goody, goody, I'm excited to talk about goody.
I am too, because as I dug into goody, I discovered that we can talk about several goodies. What fun. Let's start with one of the early ones. Mid-1700s, we see goody and goodies, especially that plural form, used to refer to yummy things to eat, which I can still do. Rebecca, can you?
Oh, yeah. And I can also talk about a goody bag at a birthday party or something.
Well, and there we see by the 20th century, we also see goodies for anything that is attractive or desirable. So getting the goodies, all those good things. As you could probably tell, that Y at the end of goody is a diminutive Y. So all those little goodies. And by the mid-20th century, we also see goodies used to refer to attractive features or items that are offered in addition. So you'll see things like all the goodies on a car or an appliance, all those extra features. Mm-hmm. Now, by the late 1700s, we also have goody as that exclamative to express childish delight.
Goody!
Exactly. And Rebecca, do you know goody goody gumdrops?
I do, and I love goody goody gumdrops. That makes me smile.
And we've got evidence of that by certainly 1930. Now, let's talk about goody as an adjective and a noun that shows up by the early 1800s to refer to a person who is self-consciously careful to be good, to conform to the standards of conduct or good manners in a maybe affected way, certainly self-conscious way. Sometimes this use of goody was contrasted with good. And here's an example from the book Specimens of the Table Talk of the late Samuel Taylor Coleridge. This is 1835. And the quote is, "There can be no great poet who is not a good man, though not perhaps a goody man."
I'm trying to wrap my head around exactly what he's trying to imply there.
So the person, a great poet must be good, but they are probably not or may not be self-consciously careful or affected about good manners.
Okay, I get it.
Now, the noun, again, is a person who behaves this way. We get from this the reduplicated form, goody-goody. Now, Rebecca, if someone is a goody-goody, is that good or bad for you?
I do not think it's good.
And throughout its history, it has not been good. The Oxford English Dictionary editors describe goody-goody as ostentatiously behaving in a correct or virtuous manner, typically so as to please people in positions of authority.
We've all known one of those.
So you'll get these contrasts, you know, he was a rebel and I was a goody-goody. Now, the last thing we should talk about, Rebecca, is goody-two-shoes.
So I had wondered if this goody is not the same goody that we're talking about with goody-goody gumdrops and goody-goody and all that.
You're absolutely right, Rebecca. This goody is a shortening from goodwife, which was a courtesy title for female heads of household, usually for women of lower classes. And that's the little goody-two-shoes. It's a children's novel, 1765, The History of Little Goody Two Shoes. And this orphan had just one shoe. She was very poor. And later, when she gets a little money, she gets two shoes. And her nickname was Goody Two Shoes. Now, early on, to call someone a Goody Two Shoes was to describe a girl or young woman who resembled this character. And this character taught herself to read and earned her own living and founded a school. But now, Rebecca, goody two shoes, good or bad for you?
Definitely not good. And now I'm confused, though, because goody two shoes, this character actually sounds kind of awesome.
I agree. She's kind of awesome. And now goody two shoes has undergone what linguists would call pejoration, and it is usually negative in the same way that goody goody is negative.
We just can't have nice things, can we? Oh, well. Thanks so much, Anne.
Thanks for this chance to talk about all the goodies.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.